The country's largest cane sugar producer is going out of business and selling its land to the state of Florida for $1.75 billion. The United States Sugar Corporation owns nearly 300 square miles in the Everglades. Florida says the land will be used to help restore the wetlands. Environmental groups are thrilled, and the American sugar industry is trying to figure out how the deal will impact its business. NPR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist is calling this landmark deal the best gift ever for conserving the fragile Everglades. The state will get over 300 square miles of wetlands, a linchpin in the ecosystem, in what amounts to Florida's biggest land acquisition. U.S. Sugar Corporation CEO Robert Bucher will hand over the land and everything on it.
The railroad, the tractors, it includes the half-eaten pastrami sandwich in the refrigerator.
While environmentalists are praising this wholesale deal, Bucher says it came down to a generous price for company shareholders. For employees, it's bittersweet. Still, they own 30% of the company stock and also get up to 2 years of severance. Bucher says the agreement has nothing to do with the state of the sugar industry, which he says is great.
Consumption of sweeteners going up, sugar prices at a historic high. We're almost sold out for next year.
And that's exactly why the buyout of the nation's largest sugarcane producer is sending shockwaves through the domestic industry.
Because a resounding, huh?
David Berg is president of American Crystal Sugar Company in Minnesota.
That's a quite dramatic change in direction. I understand their business, I think, reasonably well, but I did not see this coming. I'll be completely honest about it.
Many domestic producers like Berg think losing the company that produces almost a tenth of the nation's sugar crop will be a sour pill to swallow. Growers all over the country rely on their collective political clout to set domestic sugar prices so that low-cost countries can't undercut them. The more states, the more senators there are to protect their market through government policy. U.S. sugar in Florida will basically be out of the picture in 5 years when Congress revises its regulations. Minnesota producer David Berg likes the current prices, but says it was a challenge to get favorable policy through Congress.
And I'm sure we'll be working at doing the same thing 5 years from now. I wish that we had United States Sugar working with us on that.
The U.S. still consumes more sugar than it produces, so now the country will have to import more. Luther Marquardt heads the American Sugar Beet Growers Association.
This is a vital ingredient in the nation's food supply, and you do not want to turn that over in a great portion to foreign suppliers. Then you're going to end up being dependent, as we are, on foreign oil.
For now, though, American sugar producers are just coming to terms with the reality that one of their signature members is signing off. Florida's huge land preservation deal is scheduled to be complete in 6 years, giving the rest of American sugar growers time to sort out how to preserve themselves. Kurt Nickisch, NPR News.